tell us a little bit about the Brickyard. How large was it, more or less, and how many people were employed there? I know you don't know the exact number, but roughly.
Well, it was a pretty large Brickyard because they made bricks and tile in West Belton Brick Company.
And who and to whom were they selling these? To the government or to private contractors?
They were selling to the government and private contractors. They had a bunch of Dutch kilns, which they stacked the bricks
That's
in.
Kiln, K-I-L-N. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, kilns. What would happen, they'd run this through the machines. They had one machine that ran over and over with molds in it, and the clay would fall into that mold.
Oh.
And when it come around, it had a belt.
Conveyor belt. Now, was it just one mold at a time, or did they have a row of molds?
No, it was a whole lot of molds in this here wheel, like that.
I see.
And there was a big plunge in there, and to fill up, I guess it was just pulled by eight for the bricks. And the clay would fall in there, and you pat down, and when it come around, it had something like a knife, a very big shear.
To smooth it off.
Cut it off. And when they did that, the plunge would drop down and knock the bricks out. Then they come right out on this conveyor belt. And they have men standing in line, about five men standing in line, off bearing the bricks, putting them, starting them on these cuts.
Oh, I see. And were they also inspecting them at the same time in case one was broken or something?
No, if it was broken, they just. The men who was off there and just threw that brick away.
Yeah.
Where did he get the clay?
The clay was right now where the Pentagon City is. Mm-hmm. There's a clay field back down there. They had a little dinky, a little engine that was ran by steam.